Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Did you say your name was Joyce?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Yeah. I thought that's what it was. My sister's name is that. Of what I'm calling that, my name is Wilma Morris, and on July the 13th, I called to cancel an order that was sent to me, which was supposed to have been canceled way back at a different time. And so I just wanted to check to make sure that those refunds have been submitted back to my account, given it credit so that I'm not charged for them.
All righty, may I start out by getting that zip code to see if I can locate that account for you?
Okay, 50225.
I do thank you for that. And you said that first and last name was what, ma'am?
Wilma, W-I-L-M-A, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S.
And I do thank you for that information. And for security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
602 East DeWitt, D-E-W-I-T-T, Pleasantville, Iowa.
I thank you for that information, ma'am. And I do see that you have already been canceled and full refunds were issued back to you. You canceled on the 13th of July, and they did inform you that it would take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for those refunds to be issued back into your account.
Yes. And then I'm assuming what it's saying here, I had ordered some things and they had canceled those also.
Well, it does seem like it, where you had placed an order for the Vital Care Keto Master, these were dietary supplements that you had ordered, and when you didn't cancel within the length of time where they were in a trial period, then they had billed you the full amount of each one of those products. But you have since then been canceled out of that, and they have issued the refunds to go back to your account.
Okay, because I just wanted to make sure of that. I don't know whether it would have been through you or not, but I had ordered some of those gummy bears from Oprah Winfrey, and I haven't received any of them, and I didn't know if they'd been charged to me or not, because it's showing on my credit card that I was charged for some things. And I was under the understanding that from what I'm looking at, it shows that they have canceled them and I didn't get them, so I didn't know what was going on with that.
Well, yes, ma'am. Well, whatever you had ordered, you had actually placed this order, and they were actually in a trial period. That was back on June the 2nd when you had placed the order.
Okay. All right.
And then when you called in and canceled, and then you said you never received your shipment of them?
No, I didn't. I didn't ever receive any shipments of them, and that's the whole thing. So I don't know what is going on with that, or the reason I was told to give you a call today to see if the things were credited back to me. And that, like you said, I know at one time I had ordered some stuff and I didn't call in soon enough, so I did go ahead and pay for those, which I wasn't happy about it. And I said at that time to make sure you cut me off of your mailing list and do not order any more. But then I did order some things, some gummy bears or something from Oprah Winfrey on her website that she had there. But I haven't received those either. And right at this moment, I can't tell you the exact date of when I did order those, but I haven't gotten them.
All righty. Well, let me see. Let me see if I can locate exactly these eggs you had placed in order, because I don't see why you never did you didn't receive those. But let me see if I can locate if they were ever shipped out to you.
Okay.
Let me give me 1 second and I can find out.
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Now, did you ever receive a shipment of any kind that was delivered to you on July the 13th that was placed in your mailbox?
No, I didn't, because on July 13th, I guess that's when I called and had, or actually I had noticed on the account that I had been charged that, mm-hmm. and I was told I didn't cancel soon enough, and so I had to pay for that. But then after that, it kept, for quite a while there, it kept rejecting my credit card, saying it wasn't valid. And then, I don't know, for some reason, when I was ordering the gummy bears that Oprah Winfrey advertises, it did go through on that, but I've never gotten them. And I was supposed to have 5 bottles of those.
Well, on this one, particular one, I'm seeing that when you paid the shipping and handling to receive those keto products, these were delivered to you actually on July the 13th, but they were actually placed in your mailbox by the U.S. Postal Service. So did you ever remember going to your mailbox? I'm not sure how or what they look like when they're delivered to you, but they are small enough to be placed in your mailbox. And here it does say the delivery was made to you on July the 13th and that they were placed in the mailbox at the address that you provided.
And those were the ones from Oprah Winfrey?
Mm-hmm.
The Simplicity Keto Bears or something other?
Whatever you have. Yes, ma'am.
Because, I can't.
Whichever ones you had paid the shipping and handling to receive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you received in your mailbox.
Well.
Huh. Mhm. But it doesn't matter. You've gone ahead and you've been canceled out of that, and you've been fully refunded by it. So you won't ever be able to be billed or ship any more of the products. Okay.
Okay, but like I said, I had ordered the Oprah Winfrey, and I've never gotten anything from her at all. Never anything in my mailbox, so I didn't know what was going on with that. So,
yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I was told to give you a call and find out. And
yes,
I
ma'am.
Will call, my credit card, because I got a statement from them and it's showing that it wasn't credited back to my account. It was charged to my account. So,
well, they did issue you your refund. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back. But please make sure, because I do see where they issue you the refund in full. They canceled you and issue you the refund in full for both of them.
Huh. All right, I'll call my credit card company and see what's going on with that.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else? You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
All right, thank you, and you have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.